Okay.
We can see the Ramban. Ramban has a very shocking idea. When it comes to Chiyuvei Shmira, the major machlokes between Rabba on one hand, Abaye, and the oldest Yosheva Mashar. We take a look the way the Ritva summarizes the Ramban. It says, according to Rabba, says Afilu Noah Bufanaho Karoi, Bafilin Mina Meamatah Zakar, calls man Sheheniach, he called Yosheva Summer Shamrock and Hokovigamar. At the Yosheva Misham. Mil Rabo Potter, Menichobashan Shedach Nail Mikonasiva, Kom. Roy Behemoth Bachin, Moshelahem. As Ramban. Take a look at the ritual. It says like this. Perush, Rabba, came in the Abdi, in the Abdi Inch. Toma Rabba Leka Kuma Bishmir Shoma Sofa Tsema Shoma Chinim Echev Shoma the Chom Pesha Ben Ol Begona Be Inna De Lo Ali Begona Inch Shoma Chinim Pota Shino Bifana Karoy Don Chayim Nav Kishim Diba Choma Shal Barasim. So what's the difference between the two? Yes. One is Shemachinu is Potter. If he locked it up and isn't there. Then he says, the Idna the Gonu or Ali Inchi and the Nasal of Shomer, or Kibo Shmir Ali Bidurab, Mishalim Olaf Kekin. There are times, and he's explaining the Ramban. There are times I have a Chiyuv Shmira when I don't have a Chiyuv Shmira. So Rabba, according to the way he understands it, according to Rabba, there is, this is what it would seem, same Chiyuv Shmira, except there are times Rabba says there is no Chiyuv Shmira. When there is a Chiyuv Shmira, they're more or less the same. Does that fit with the Ramban? Let's take a look on the Ramban. I feel no b'fanel karoy. I feel hitman me'am tachas akar. Because man shneich began yoshe etz mishan. Umi the rabba potim he nicham b'shor. Derech neil nicham osur. Avim he nicham b'shor shein derech neil adam. Apin shein min etzon b'kar ko. Oh he kifu chomish obars. Min nicham all. But av rabba modim shulchayim. For the way he says it here. Is I have to in both cases be a meshamer, a yoshiva meshamer. Wait a second. No, sir. What does that mean? So we created. We asked a question yesterday. Wait one second. The only difference is that sometimes you can take a vacation, sometimes not. The Gemara talks about there was a shepherd watching his flock, and there's one sheep stepped on a stone, slipped, fell into the river. Rabbi says, "Potter." Well, I'm there. You saw it happening. But apparently, even when you're there, you don't have to do anything. and then the sheep going over, the animals going over the bridge. He's there, he sees his animals going over the bridge, he's there. Comes along Rabbi Greenberg. He said, wait a second, what does Yoshua Mashama mean? I have to be paying attention to every sheep that's there, watching that sheep. That's a Yoshua Mashama. Not just hanging around. The Shiv Shmira on every trot that's happening there to make sure nothing happened. So why did that sheep step on a stone and slide into the river? Because I wasn't watching the sheep exactly at that point. So I was not a Yoshev Meshamer. It's not Yoshev. Yoshev Umeshamer. Okay. So that is what I have to be a Yoshev Meshamer. A Shomachinon has to be Yoshev Meshamer to the degree that, so this is Shomasach. Shomachinam is different. What's a Shomachinam? He has to act to this like a normal owner acts with his flock. The normal owner will be there. What's his question? If I'm going to make myself crazy, I'm going to check every sheep 24/7. It's no good for me. I love myself. So once in a while, I'll lose a sheep. That's it. It's not worth the headache. That's Shomachin. So, but the Ramban is very difficult. What is Ramban saying? According to Rabba, Hinichon b'shor she'ein derech ne'odim. Derech ne'odim is who? He says, if I am there, so what is Derech Ne'odim to do? I have to check it and watch it like a normal Derech Ne'odim. Check it and watch it like a normal Derech Ne'odim. So, that means, if I would be the owner, I'd let all the sheep go over. I wouldn't be standing there with a microscope going like that. I figured, okay, if one falls in, it's not worth my headache. So I'm watching it like a normal Shomachin. So the question is, if that's what it is, so what in the world is the difference between the Shomachin and the Shomasoch? If it is only, if the Gemara is only talking about when. Okay. So that's one thing. But the Gemara is not only talking about when. The Gemara is talking about also how. See, Moore is also talking about how, and that was Yaakov's point. Moore is talking how I have to go checking everything, I have to be Yoshev Umeshamer every detail. Okay, and a Shomachinam doesn't have to Meshamer, that he has to do like a normal owner will do. And then according to Rabba, that is what even a Shomasoch has to do. He doesn't believe I'm paying extra to get extra. If this is what was going to happen, I would do it myself, but I'm paying you to do more than I would do. He doesn't believe. So then we run problems. So all the Shas is finished. Shomasoch has chayv and heva. Because of this, they're back against the wall. So let's see what the Ramban says in Membeis, and then we'll have to come up with some Hezbo of the Ramban. Ramban of Membeis. Ramban begins with Rashi and Tosfos. Now Rashi and Tosfos is a very straightforward pshat. That what is the Chiyav Shmira? Different Chiyav Shmira, it parallels Chiyav Achrayas. And your Achroy for what? Your Achroy for non-fulfilling Shmira. Non-fulfilling Shmira is Machayv Yerapeh. So, very straightforward. Shomachinim is this level Shmira, Shomachinim is that level Shmira. non-fulfillment of the level of Shamachin is Machayev Shamachinim, non-fulfillment of Shamasach is Machayev Shamasacha. That's what it's all about. Very straightforward. Very, very straightforward. Rash, those are the Pashas, the Rambam, we'll see, is similar. Rambam says, no. He comes up with this idea of Yoshev Mashami. And then he brings Rashi, he brings Tosfos, and some people say it. Ubal Adin Omrin, Alva Emesuolo, Shomasochu, or Kalyish Mirosha, Shay Yoshev, and Mashama, Venanas, Mimeno, Belistamazu. What is Listamazu? Listamazu is not only a case of Listamazu, it's a type. That means if I'm there, for instance, what happens? I'm sitting there and watching, and all of a sudden, a fire breaks out. A fire breaks out, and the whole thing burns to the ground. Okay, I'm watching. My shmir is not enough to protect the object. My shmir is not enough to protect the object. I did what I have to do. I can't. This is the Missouri. Someone shows up with a machine gun. I said, fine, I'm here. There's nothing for me to do. My shmira, the shmira that I'm a chuyav, I'm fulfilled my shmira, but that's not enough to protect it. Whether it's a fire, whether, you know, I have a boat, and I'm supposed to carry, and I have a cargo ship, and I have someone's cargo. And all of a sudden, and I'm there, I'm taking good care to the best I can, and some missile comes, destroys the cargo ship, and the whole thing sinks. I did what I could do, and beyond my ability. That's how the Ramban. What ochas are holy, if I get sick, that means I no longer have a chiyuv shmirah. I no longer have a chiyuv shmirah. So, I've done what I can do within my chiyuv shmirah. So I'm part. There is a chiyuv shmirah. Fulfilling my chiyuv shmirah passes me. L'chora, what is it? So, it goes like this. If I dig 1,000 yards under the ground and stick it there, and I'm sitting and watching it like I'm supposed to watch, and someone 20 miles away digs a tunnel underneath and gets to it. I did what I'm supposed to do. But let's say I walk away. And then someone still digs the tunnel. Had I been there, it wouldn't have made a difference. But I do not have a shmira that practices me. According to the Ramban, you need a shmira hapoteris. Where there is a chiyuv shmira, you need a shmira hapoteris. That's what you need. And there's no chiyuv shmira. Holy, there's no chiyuv shmira. Where there is no chiyuv shmira, no chiyuv bachman. Well, there is a chiyuv shmira, I need a shmira tapata. Now, what's in the Rashba? Yes.
What does that mean by shmira
tapata? I'll get there what I mean by it. Hold on for a second. I'll jump ahead. If you understand what I'm saying, fine. If not, when I get there, you'll understand what I'm saying. Here is the following machlokas b'metzia that tzarisah. Goes like this: Hiniach mahem aviyim parosha ula. Oh, sugya tzuvus. It's a sugya. When is he chayev from? The father had property, and a son inherits, and he gave, and the father also had among the property, he'd borrowed a car. Okay. And then something happens after the father died, something happens to the car. He had a shore, something happens to the shore. So when is the chiyuv chal on? Father was already chayev, and therefore there's a shimin chosim on the father's property. Or no? There's no. When are you chayev? The chayev when something happens to you. When did the shimin chosim begin? Pishas meshkicha, when the shmir began, or at the end when something happened to the other? Says the Ramban, it's not just a machlokas about shibudim. It's a deeper machlokas. When did the chiyuv tashlumim begin? Mishas meshicha and mishas shvur meis. So according to the Ramban, on Daf Tzadei Zayin, we'll see it. So, the moment I take the object, I'm chayiv one or three things. Give back object, money, or shvira. But I can part the money or object. I owe you the money or object back. But if I had a shmira, proper shmira, then I'm potter. That's why I call the shmira hapoteres. And Rambam Paskins, Mishas Michamash, Mishimishtak, and Yishmira hapoteres. Understand where I'm coming from? Perfect. See how, as we go through Shomrim, I'm trying to set down certain things, but you'll see it's very one integrated unit. With the Ramban Daf Tzadei Zayin, it's perfect. You take a look in the Rashba. The Rashba has one difference with the Ramban. Holy. Says, wait a second. If the Shmira HaPoteres, I got sick. True. It's horrible that I got sick. I'm and in a hospital ICU. Wonderful. Bottom line, do I have a shmira poteres? Don't have a shmira. My chiyuv goes all the way back. At that time, I said one thing. You get the object back, I'll pay you unless I did the proper shmira. So and there's a sub-machlokas happening here between the Ramban and the Rashba. What is a shmira poteres? When there's a chol, when there's a chiyuv shmira, no. Rashba says, too bad. You took an achrayas, and we'll have to understand a little further, a little deeper. And says the Rashba, wait a second. You took an achrayas. The object will come back or money unless it's a shmira poteres. Did you have a shmira poteres? You're an onus. You're an onus. Too bad. Too bad. Tough luck. It happened. There's no shmira poteres. Says the Ramban, wait a second. Now we'll have to understand a little deeper what exactly why. But that's where the Ramban's coming from. If you take a look how the Ritva explains the Ramban, Ritva says, do you know? When I don't have a Chiyav Shmira, the Chiyav Shmira goes connected, the Chiyav Achrayis, I'm only a Shomer called Zman, I'm capable of watching. If I'm incapable of watching, I'm not a Shomer anymore. That's what Chol is about. That's not so simple. That's how the Ritva will see himself. Okay. But where the Ramban is coming from is a whole different thing. In his understanding of Ramban, it's a very straightforward thing. I take that object, I have a chiyuv. You're going to get it back. It money. Unless, this and unless, I did my job. And I had to bepole do my job. Did I do my job? If I did my job, then I don't owe you object, I don't owe you money. Yeah. I need a shmira hapoteres. Why? Because the Ramban is tied in with another part of the Ramban. The way he understood what Shomer is about, what way he understood the suit that's Ramban Bo Metzia Tzadei Zayin. I take something from them. have a chiyuv hashofar. Put it in better terms. I have a chiyuv hashofar. I have to give it back to him. Okay. I can't give it back to you. I owe money. I got it. I steal it from you. I owe it back. One or two things are going to happen. The object of the money comes along. Sharmim, Sharmim is different. Sharmim is din shmira. The moment is din shmira, so then if I fulfill my shmira, I'm potter. That's what the Ramban is all about. A very simple, straightforward shmira. The Ramban says, bye bye to Ramban. I have a chiyuv shmira. What happens if I don't have a chiyuv shmira? I don't have a chiyuv. Chiyuv chayis is tied in at that level with it. All this is nice and fine. And and there's a sub-machlok is what happens of holy between the Ramban and the Rashi. They both understand everything. And if you take the Rashi, that Sarizai, and he agrees with the Ramban. Meshas Meshich, it doesn't mean when the Shibud is chal. It changes the entire view of what are the Chiyuv and Meshomer. The Chiyuv and Meshomer, the Chiyuv Momum begins Meshas Meshich, Chiyuv Momum begins Meshas, something happens to the object. It's a whole different approach to everything. That's their approach to Shomer. And everything the way the Shach understands it, and that's the sort of what Shomer is about. Zechiv Hashav. Zechiv Hashav. What's the difference in Zechiv Hashav of a Gan of a Gaza and of a Shomer? Very big. Or let's say, of a Shoel. A Shoel. You have to give back no matter. It's like the God of God. You have to give back no matter. The God of God will give back no matter. Either object or. And in the Shomer, it's different. If I did what I said I was going to do, then that's a Shmir Hapoteres. Okay. This is the way they looked at it.
Then, yes. Yeah, but see, you have a Tchlas Mubin of Aveda where the Shomer didn't do what he was supposed to do. Even if the Shomer doesn't do what he's supposed to do, he could still be Pater, like Tchlas Mubin of Aveda, as a bonus, even though he didn't do a Shmir.
Wait on until we get there. I haven't done so. What?
He didn't do a Shmir Hapateris, he could still.
Okay, well. We'll have enough headaches when we get there. Let's dial it Sarbashak. Dial it Sarbashak. Okay. We're going to have to read. Sometimes you begin the way it looks now with readjustments. That's why we get immediately into it. The Ramban is a very unique sheet. Oh, and Tchilas Mubin of Aveda and so forth. It's different than other Rishon.
Ready?
Yes.
You're saying in the Ramban that there's no
Chiyuv
Shmira, it's just a tool?
I have to. There are two. I didn't say that. Don't accuse me of saying what I didn't say. I have to watch. If I did what I agreed that I'm going to do, then I'm potter. I have to watch. Just the opposite. There are chiyuv shmira. The fulfilled of my chiyuv shmira is what passes. With Rashba is what about chiyuv shmira? What happens if I don't have chiyuv shmira? I'm lying in an ICU. I'm supposed to watch it? No. I don't have to watch it now. Alpha became the Rashi of Sinochai. The Ramban is very clear. The fulfillment of my Chiyuv Eshmira parts me from the Chiyuv Ashov. That's what it's about. And all of this is an all Rishonim with exception of Rabbah. We'll have to get to Rabbah. His approach to Rabbah, and he said, where did I get all this from? What's unbelievable is the Ramban says, where's the source for my entire sheet of Yoshev and Meshamer? But Metziat Tzadik Gimel Beis. Do you notice in Tzadik Gimel Beis any word about Yoshev and Meshamer? No. He took the Gemara about the sheep sliding into the river, about the sheep going over, about all being eaten at the ancient Avshi. So what does Rabba say? What does Rabba say? Now, here in Membeis, what he says, where did I get this from? Because that's the Matzkan of the Gemara Tzadik Gimel Membeis. That's what he says. Okay. So apparently, let's see what he says, what Rab is all about. What Rab is about is I have to be Yosher v'Meshamer. But the question is an absolute Yosher v'Meshamer. Yosher v'Meshamer could not be in Shiva. For instance, according to Rabbah, you know, every day, the shepherds go into town every day for lunch from 1 to 1:30. At 4 o'clock, there's a football game. I got to see the football. Okay? And then, but it's buried Chomo Shabarzal, I leave it Chomo Shabarzal. So what? Let's see what the Ramban says in Sadi Gimel. But I feel noble for now, Karun. I feel that meaning may I'm a tachzakak. Because man shenir pikod mene yoshim esham. Where did I get this idea from? From the Gemara. Okay, the Gemara says one level. The Gemara says all the aliens, but it doesn't say the Meshamer. Where does he get this Meshamer from? From the slipping into the river or pushing each other over the bridge. The Rabbi Potter, I mean, who are these people? Shomechinom or people owners. He hears, oh, there's a big football game going, I want to see the football game. So he also requires that Yashon. It's not, did I provide it with a Shmira? No. So Rab is saying, if I went for the normal lunch break, so I was Yoshim and Meshamer. I was Yoshev. Remember the two aspects here, Yoshev and Meshamer. The Yoshev has to be Kenatri and Shem, and the Meshamer has to be Kenatri and Shem. Both Akadin and Natri and Shem. Okay. So I'm sitting there, a normal owner, if he's going to take his sheep out, what's he going to do? If he's going to take his sheep out, and he's going to watch around. It's not worth his time and effort to watch around every sheep. Is he stepping on a sheep, on a stone, etc.? It's not worth his time. Why? I'll lose one sheep, but the headache's not worth it. Okay. And that's what the Shomer Chinam says. That's the Yoshev U'Mesham, that's the Yoshev U'Meshamer of Rabbah. The question is, what about the Shomer Chinam? Is there a difference or not a difference? So, could be one or two answers. There has to be a difference in Shomachin and Shomach Sofer. The Torah says, the Pesach says it's different. All the Shas's Mole, there's a difference. There has to be a difference. It could be, what does the Pesach say? Chai for Gneva. When I talk about the Chiyuv Shmira, not about the Chiyuv Shmira. When everything revolves in words, I'm a Kayim, a Chiyuv Shmira, was a Kayim Shmira. In addition to the Chiyuv Achrayus. Chiyuv Achrayus. Chiyuv Achrayus. The Torah says, beyond your. The Torah, according to Rabbi, the Torah exists on two separate levels. On the level of Shmira and Shmira. The Torah says, Chayav Achrayus. Yeah, you did everything you're supposed to do. The Torah says something else. You're Chayav Achrayus with Nebuchadnezzar. No. There's an extra insurance policy. Possibility number one in Rabbah. Remember, we're talking. A Shoel, for instance, besides the Chayav Shmira, has also Chayav Achrayus. It's Chayav Achrayus. There's a Chayav Achrayus. Now, one possibility. There's another possibility. that according to Rabbah, forget the second part. Now, let's say someone tells me, listen, I want you, here's my computer. You know, if you do me a favor, I'm leaving. You're my next door neighbor. I'll give you an extra $10, bring my computer to my house. Okay, puts the computer in the car. Driving home in the middle, he stops somewhere, and someone steals the car. So he's a Shomer Socher. He parked his car somewhere to go into a store shop. Was he, what? He's taking care of it. In the car, 20 other things that he owns. Okay. As a Shomer Chemi bought them. As a Shomer Socher was not a Yoshim Mishamer. Not a Yoshim Mishamer. This Sochora is a Mahal. Now, of. Now, what pressured the Ramban to have such an interesting mahalach to the sugya? What pressured the Ramban to have such an interesting mahalach to the sugya? That means Ramban saw our sugya. It could have been interpreted straightforwardly, like Rashi did, like Tosis did, like the Rambam did. But something pressured him to give a whole different mahalach to the sugya. What? Because where Rashi, Tosis, and the Rambam coming from? They're coming from the sugya in Baba Kama, from Hayomet Aleph. Where's the sugya Baba Kama? From Hayomet Aleph. Shomer Chinam calls Shmi Rosso. Shmir Pulsa. Shomer Socher calls Shmi Rosso. Shmir Mola. You take the Gemara Kipshuto, like Tosis wants to take it, like Rashi very clearly takes it. And there's the rest of Shas, Neva Shomach Socher is Chayiv, Neva Aveda, Shomachinim is Chayiv, Shia, it's Sugis in 100 places in Shas. Take everything Kipshuto. What forced the Ramban to such a mahalach? Two things forced him to such a mahalach. First of all, what he spells out very clearly. Gemara says, the only case that you can have a Toin Tainis Ganef in Shomer Socher is this the mezuzah. So, this the mezuzah. I'm there, and there's nothing I can do. I did everything I was supposed to do, and there's nothing I can do. So otherwise, there are 100 different cases. Gneva bonus, he gave the case. It's 100 yards down under the ground. He can give 20 different cases. He can give 20 different of towing tennis gun. 20 different cases. Oh. And for him, that's the raya. For those of you who have learned Baba Kama, I'll take a 5-minute side. There's a mission Baba Kama Chavov Amir Aleph Odom Udlo and Odom Amazik is always Chayv. Okay, no matter what I do, Onus Rotson, Onus Shogeg, whatever, I'm always Chayv. Okay. Tosel Chav Zayim at base has all sorts of cases. A sugya that you're going to get to and has so soon, then Ma B'chav is Mokal and Mokal. Ma B'chav is Mokal. Ma B'chav is Mokal. Mokal. Hashem Osachim. It's Potter. Mara asks a question. So Tosas Chayav is a Masa. Tosas comes up with an amazing idea. If you look at Shomrim, he says, there's a Poshea of a Shomachim. There's Gnev Aveda. There's Shia of Aveda, Shia of Gnev. What does the Gemara say in B'Matzia Tzadegal on the base? Aveda is Karos of Shia. Gnev is Karos of Onis. He says, no. There are different levels. There's Adam Shmir Skufa. I have to watch myself. No, Poshea Gomor, Shomachim. If I'm Poshea Kain Aveda, I'm Chayiv. Shia Kain Gneva, Adam Mazik is Potter. All din of Mazik is Adam Shmir is Gufo, and the different levels of Shia. Where's Tosis coming from? Tosis, Baba Kama, Dav Chav Zayin, he's coming from Tosis and Zayin, Tosis, and Baba Tzim and Beis. There is Chiyuvei Shmir, there is Pshia, there's the Pshia of Hashem Achina, there's the Pshia of Hashem Achina. And everything has different levels of Pshia, that's all we're talking about. Same thing as Vararama Mazav, I have to watch myself, I don't damage. What level do I have to watch myself? This can't be. There's Pshia Gemura, Pshia Feda, and Gneva. Tosis, it's all in Tosis' world, one big, how to view different levels of Pshia and different levels of Chiyuvei. Comes along the Ramban and says, no such thing. Other mazik is always chayiv. Ramban has an extreme case. I got to sleep somewhere. It's hot outside before there's air conditioning. I want to breathe, so I got to sleep outside. I got to sleep outside. All of a sudden, a tornado takes me, lifts me up, and throws me 100 yards down the road, and I slam into someone's window. Ain't a cha'on is good on me. This is Ramban Chayev. Adam Mudo, you're always Chayev. Nothing to do with all these. Ramban doesn't have all these levels of Pshia. Tosis is coming from where he's coming from in Hilchos Shomrim, and Ramban's coming from where he comes from, and they bump into each other from a different angle in Adam and Masa. It's throughout, you'll see. They come from very different angles, how they view the whole time of Hilchos Shomrim. Very different angles. Now, now we get to Rabbi Akiva's question.
Eddie,
yes.
If I'm a Shomer Sachar on something that is not the derech of the Natchi Inchi to be Yoshev and Mashamer, so then do I have to be Yoshev and Mashamer according to Rabbi? If a car everyone walks away from, so then all day they take breaks from watching their car.
For instance, right now I have two boxes of something in the back of my car, right? It belongs to me. I left it parked, right? And not the derech of if I would have $500,000 shekel on the back, I just won't leave it in the back of my car, right? Okay, but I have two boxes as far. Okay, it's not worth my while to schlep them here and schlep them there, right? And a phenami. Shomer's derech to be pashtus. And not only sheep that I walk into town. Yeah, it's like a could very well be. I'm not very well be going to Rabbi. Very well. I'm still chayv with Gnev Aveda, but it's separate from Rabbi's. Okay, now, there is a halacha of Tchilatza B'Pshia V'Sof HaBalmas. There is a halacha of Shmiras Nazik. Now we have some Tosis to worry about. Let's move on, but it's going to be one step forward, two steps backwards. Because every step forward is another sugya that's going to depend on everything we did. So let's do the easy ones, the more difficult ones. So this is Bar Mitzvah. By the time we finish here, we'll learn half of Shana. Okay. You should have taken it across the bridge one by one. Nira, says Tosis. my high time. It's not a pshir gemur. Elke and geneva avela. The fact that I didn't take it across the bridge one by one. Apparently, it's only a shomer chinim is going to be chayev. It's going to be a shomer sacher is going to be chayev, not a shomer chinim. Why? Because that is exactly my fault between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. King Nebavet, I'm a chayev me time, and I died to hochio, because I paid you extra. Rav Kitzur, Rabbi Ravuna, with the Meisel Hoch, what's your Shabbat? The Kambu Somach, Fatsov, who come on, Shirotsu Liftor, with the Rabbi, and came along a Meisel. So over the Mills of the Pshiti, Shem Chayov. The Sover of Papa Hoch, Karava, on a Peritakonis, Shum Deep Boiler Chavur, Chodachot, a lot of Pshir, a lot of kind on a horse, and to have a Pshir Gabi Nofu with dinner. Okay. What happens? Happens is as follows. I have my vegetable garden, and there's a wall, and there's a street on top of the wall. There's a street, a retaining wall, and my vegetable garden. And someone's walking with his sheep down the road. He's allowed to take his sheep down the road. And one of his sheep falls in down onto my tomatoes where I'm growing in my yard and proceeds to eat up all my tomatoes. Machokas then. It's chayiv and not chayiv. Now wait one second. Here we get back. Before, let's just take a look at this case. One mandama says, no, you have to take the sheep one by one when you pass by the vegetable garden. And therefore, if you took the whole sheep and one pushed in the other and knocked them down, the other says no. You have to take, you can let the sheep just go straight, that's normal. And if one knocks into the other, he knocks into the other. Okay, Barbakana. We already saw Nunhei Omid Beis. Nunhei Omid Beis says what? Remember, we're told this is coming from. That if my sheep falls down and eats up your tomatoes, it's Shein. Okay, Shein, I have to have a Shmir Pusim, same level as a Shomer Chinam. I have to prevent my animal from falling down. And Tosis quotes the Gemara right here. Menchesom Aleph. What happens? So, hey, my daughter, she talked for the Chavata. A boil of Chor, Avure, Chodachot. It should have gone one by one. So, what is Tulsa said? The two are very, very similar. So, therefore, Shomach, I have to prevent a Shomachinim, doesn't have to make go one by one. Shamasacha has to go by one way. Fine. I have to prevent my sheep from damaging your property like a Shamachinam. So, according to the Maskone, it says Tosis. Karaga. Lama Mishum Di Boil Cholavur Chodachod Lav Pshinim. It's not Pshinim. Go perfect. Okay. Tosis, I understand perfectly. Comes along and Ramban says, Tosis, you're wrong. the difference between Shmirat Gufo and Shmirat Nezaka. Let us see what the Ramban says about this. Okay. Where's the Ramban? I'm going to see how everything I do lines up before we get to the philosophy of Pierre's Ramban. The Divrei Rabbeinu Gadol Amanu from the Rif. So Amar Kena LeBisham Asochad the boy to a Samaz of his. The Suga HaChamash Al Shalchim Pot the Kashli the Perik Hakon is Gabul Nachaligina. Ama of Kana Amar Lo Shanu Baglel. It tripped on its feet. El Vedoch was a Chavat at one portion of Pshei. The riff is against Tulsus. Against us. Tulsus has all these equations. Riff doesn't like all of Tulsus' equations. One. Or it's Mishani. Mishani, the regular Mishmir Pchusus, I like Yisham Bechinim. The kasha, if you saw the Gemara already, is obvious. If you didn't see the Gemara, see the Gemara Daftun Ches. With them. Okay. Vada Pshir. Shekevin Shadark and Gilfdol Chalzu Azu, Heviron Ka'achos, and Kanshmira, Loma Ulavalo Chalzu. If it's the nature of animals to push each other, but well, it's not a Shmira. Not a Shmira, so where's Rabbi coming from? You expect animals to push each other. You know, like people getting on a bus. Human beings push each other, so why should the animals push each other?
Where is Rabbi
saying the
Shmira?
What?
It's not known to be shown to them, so even if it's normal,
there will
be the Shmira.
Wait a second, let's see. We'll see what. Let's the Ramban talk. At first, you know, he's a wonderful guy. But Ramban's also a wonderful guy. Let's see what he has to say, then we'll hear what you have to say. Okay. What he has to say? We go back to Rabbi Yos. And Shomachinim has to watch like he does. Even though that means we know what's going to happen. We know what's going to happen. Shomachinim is willing, Abaylim is willing to take the risk of losing a certain amount of money not to have any. So when I turn you into Shomachinim, what do you agree to do? Act to my property like I act to myself. That is between the two of us. That's between the two of us. That is your Chiyuv Shmira. This Ramban goes back to the original Ramban. How do I define a Shomachim? How do I define a Shomachim? Acting the property like he acts in his own property. Who is Kedinatri Inshi? Kedinatri Inshi? The normal owner. People watch their own. And they're willing to take certain gambles on their own. No, I'm willing to take a gamble on my own. What's the gamble on my own? There's a certain headache, a certain loss, and I'll balance it, the two against each other. Okay. I have certain boxes in my car. It's too much of a headache. I'm waiting to some strong person will take it down to my house. In the meantime, I'm gambling. So someone will see the box and, oh, maybe I have half a million shekel in those boxes. So I break into my car. I'm going to gamble. It's not worth my That means I don't have to worry about it more than the owner would worry about his own property. That's what he has to do. Teda, or Maraba, or be the other insurer going to be there. There are times that the owner doesn't worry about his own property. He goes to town for breakfast, for lunch, for supper, whatever he goes. That's what the owner would do. Then, when the owner doesn't watch it, I don't have to watch it. Why? What are they disagreeing with Rabba on? That's what I'm paying you for. But let's say the following, he says. Let's say a shomachinim has to watch like the owner watches. The owner goes for half an hour for lunch, leaves the sheep. What happens, not worth it. I don't want to miss my lunch. And in that time, the sheep runs away and eats up someone's tomato patch. Why? He says, I make a deal with you to act like you would to your own property. But that's between the two of us. That's nothing to do with a guy out there with tomato patches being eaten up. No. He says, you have an animal, you're letting it run around. Too bad. You have to make sure your animal doesn't damage my property. Shmiras Nazikin is something else, and Shmiras Pekod is something else. Shmiras Pekod is, in a Shomachinim, do what act like the owner would act, because that is the deal between the two people. They can make such a deal. But there's no deal between the person who has a tomato patch. You're not allowed to have your animals jump into someone's tomato patch. Very simple. Amen Shomachinim. Tzorch Lishmir Pusukol. And that's what the Rib paskens. How does the Rambam pasken? Let's see. He agrees with the Rib, agrees with Tulsus. Here, Baba Kamen and Chesam and Aleph. He says, Boilacho Avurcho Bechoke. Dalit. Paragimel, and this came home in your Aleph. Should have done it one by one. And the Rambam here says, only in Shama Sof has to do it one by one. That's the reason. So, where's Tulsus coming from? Where's Tulsus coming from? Where's the Rambam? But I understand what Tulsus took a Gemara. You have to watch it, you don't have to watch. Okay. The Rambam in Hilcha Sharmim doesn't agree with the Rambans of Yosha Mersham. He agrees with Tulsus. But when it comes to this, he agrees with the Rambam. Mirza Shembli Neder. We'll deal with this. Now, we're going further, but we haven't left where we've been. And we'll see as everything ties in one big picture. Okay, Rabbi Othai, have a wonderful Shabbos.